I'm Cathy Beer and today's podcast is about separation anxiety in dogs, a problem for dog owners that's probably more common than we think. On the line with me now is Dr. Kirsty Sexel, a veterinary behaviour specialist based in Sydney. Kirsty has presented at many conferences nationally and internationally. She regularly runs webinars, written a book, Training Your Cat, I've got a copy of that, very good, writes for Dogs Life magazine. You may have listened to Kirsty on ABC Radio's Tony Delroy's Nightlife program or seen her on the TV show The Project. Welcome, Kirsty, to the Pets for Life podcast. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today.
It's a pleasure, Cathy.
So let's just start with, look, what is separation anxiety in dogs exactly?
That's a very good question because there's many different forms of separation anxiety or separation distress. And basically, the simplest way to describe it is dogs who really don't cope with being by themselves. So if owners are out or other family members are out or they don't have access to them even when they're home, then dogs can get really upset and really distressed by not having human contact.
What are the causes then? So stress is a big factor.
The reason for most behavioural mental health issues, which certainly this is a combination of genetics, what you've inherited from your mother, your father, your grandparents, what you've learnt from previous experiences, and also the current environment that you're in. So dogs, if they always had people around, you probably would never even know they had separation issues. But there's a genetic predisposition, so it's something they inherit. If they've had, if they're left alone, then they become upset. So basically they're born that way.
So would some breeds be more predisposed than others?
Not in my experience. I don't think it's a breed issue. I think it is more likely to be a line in a breed issue. So if your mother has separation, grandfather had separation anxiety or some sort of anxiety disorder because they come in many different forms, the chances are that one of the offspring might also have an anxiety disorder. So it's more likely not to be a breed, so in my experience, but lines of dogs.
So I'm just thinking, what can new owners of puppies do to prevent separation anxiety? I've had one couple and they've got this gorgeous chocolate Labrador puppy that I've been getting involved with training, and I remember they said to me their biggest worry when they brought home this puppy was that they didn't want it to develop separation anxiety. So just thinking of other new owners of puppies out there, what are there any tips or things that they could do?
Yes, I guess that it's very important to distinguish between separation anxiety and separation distress. Anxiety is a mental health disorder, and although you can help build resilience in the puppy and teach them that being alone is not the worst thing in the world and you can coping strategies, there's probably not much you can do to prevent it. It's a bit like, how do you prevent your dog getting seizures? Well, if it really has that imbalance in the brain, it's going to have seizures. But with separation distress, which is a different form, and I think there's forms, then again, the same resilience building can help. Having a routine for the puppy can help so that the dog knows what to expect at any time. And also helping the dog learn that being by itself is a bad thing. So when you leave it, it has treats, it has Kongs. It doesn't always have to follow you around 110% of the time. But if it's got true separation anxiety, it's really hard to actually prevent it because it's a neurotic imbalance. But puppies, I think you can recognise fairly early if they're getting worried. Of course, the problem is that some of the signs of separation anxiety is destructive behaviour, but puppies do that just because they're puppies. So it's important that we actually whether the dog is distressed or whether the dog is just investigating with its mouth.
Right, okay. So it's talking about building resilience for puppies to prevent that separation distress. But so if they've got the separation anxiety, that's a medical
problem. It's a
medical problem that has to be diagnosed and treated. And how would you go about doing that if a dog came to you?
Okay. Well, generally, the client would fill in a questionnaire for me, so we go through that, and we would have a look at what kind of circumstances this dog might exhibit the behaviours. And things like destructive behaviour and barking, people usually notice because they either have, you know, computers or they found their house is destroyed when they come home. But dogs who just pace, who just salivate, the owners may be totally unaware of it. So we do a lot of videoing. We have a look at the dog when it's in its home environment. We have a look for other signs of anxiety, because quite commonly dogs with separation anxiety also have a noise phobia, which is different from noise reactivity. And these dogs, once we've diagnosed it based on the history, based on videos, then it actually revolves a three-pronged approach. Because we know that behaviour is determined by genetics, we usually have to use medication to help normalise what's going on in the brain. We know there's a learning part to this, so that we do teach relaxation exercises, reward calm behaviour, and we know the environment has an influence, so we have to manage the environment in such a way as probably initially not to leave the dog alone, so that it, until it's time to learn new coping strategies, that being in the home is not such a bad thing at all.
Okay, yeah. So I gather you've had a lot of success with dogs in that situation,
yeah,
and putting in a plan, and yeah, it might take a few weeks or months or...
Well, it actually takes years.
Right.
That's what people think, that
yeah,
when they treat mental health disorders in humans, they it's usually, we talk about a two-year period for stability. In dogs, it's probably, I used to live with a dog with severe separation anxiety. She doesn't have that anxiety anymore. But I would honestly say it took almost a year to get her to a point where she thought, yeah, I can be at home. I don't have to be that upset, have that distress. So we have a lot of success. But, of course, the earlier we see the patient, the more likely we are going to have a good outcome for owner and dog.
That's probably a great note to end on. I think that's really helpful, Kirsty. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for joining me today.